Find a position where you'll be comfortable, relaxed, and undisturbed for a time. This meditation is a meditation to meet a soulmate, to meet a person that clicks with you on an inner level, to meet a person who is a match for your personality, a match for your attitude, a match for your life beliefs, for that is uncertainty what a soulmate is for any of us. I want you to take note though that this doesn't improve your ability to have a good relationship. And where you meet your soulmate, where you meet the person that you fall in love with, where you meet the person you wish to be with, you may also be required to make alterations within your attitude, within the way that you treat another person in relationships, and in fact in the way that you become the way that you are in relationships. So along with doing this meditation, take the time between now and meeting that special someone to look into your own behaviours and past relationships. Look into the things that you would like to change for the future. Think about those buttons that get pushed within you. Think about how you feel, your place in life, your value, what you feel you've got to offer a relationship, and what you feel you would like from it. As you evolve these things, you'll be less reliant on your soulmate to make it okay. You'll be 50-50 in responsibility when it comes to creating the very best relationship that you can. I want you to take 5 nice deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, and hold for the count of 3, and then breathing out through your mouth, expelling all of the air. When you breathe in from your tummy, and again at the top of the breath, hold for the count of 3. And then when you exhale all of that air, then hold on the bottom for the count of 3. Allowing your breath to find its own rhythm. And then relax and allow yourself to be taken on a journey of wonder, a journey of love. Allow yourself to flow, to follow through, to let yourself go so that your energy, your soul, the you that will meet the other person, is allowed freedom to go select, meet, join in real time the person that will become a part of your life, whether they are in your life to some capacity right now or whether you haven't met them yet is entirely irrelevant. Try not to set your mind upon a person, as this isn't a selectual process, this isn't a process of elimination or what you know, but a process of allowing your heart to meet another heart, an energy to meet another energy. And it's a wonderful thing when we allow ourselves to make selections, these selections all based on who we are rather than what we think or what we believe. We're going to count back from 10. And with every number, you'll find yourself more relaxed than you were on the number before. With every number I say, you'll find yourself letting go. On 10, you find your breathing in a nice, even pattern, allowing the weight, the cares, the worry of your day to simply disappear. On 9, allow your body to become heavy, relaxing yourself in the same way that you do when you go towards sleep. We lay down, we relax. In fact, we're not aware of how conscious our choice to sleep is. When we become tired, it doesn't automatically mean sleep for many. There is a choice we make. You make that choice now to relax, to become calm, to become serene. 8, and on 8, allow any thoughts that flow into your mind to simply flow out again without holding any of those thoughts. Thoughts will pop in as we relax. Just allow them to flow out so that nothing else matters right now. But a nice deep relaxation. In fact, you'll find it very hard to even think about hanging on to a thought. You'll find it very hard to hold on to any significant thought. You'll find it hard to allow your focus to maintain the mundane, the uninteresting. 7 as you get to 7. Focus on your eyelids, your body, your feet. From your feet up, encourage a relaxation, allowing your feet to relax, your ankles, your shins. Letting the weight drop into your knees and your thighs. Sinking into the couch, the bed or the chair. Sinking into a nice deep relaxation as you feel your hips, your belly, your chest relax, your neck giving way, your head becoming heavy, your jaw becoming relaxed. It's a wonderful thing to give way to relaxation. 5, as we get to 5. All of the normal sounds of day-to-day life, clocks ticking, cars, cats, phones, people talking or even yelling, planes, helicopters, maybe TVs or radios in the distance, all of the normal sounds of day-to-day life only serve to relax you deeper and deeper. Even the sound of my voice, every word that I say, simply takes you deeper into a relaxation so deep, so profound, that your soul energy, your heart energy, can fly forward on your behalf to meet in real time today, this minute, with another person's heart energy, to encourage a speedy meeting, to encourage signs and indications that the love that you seek is on its way. In real world, in real time, in real life. 4. On 4, you allow yourself to imagine what it would be like to be in the deepest possible trance. What it would be like to allow the inner you, the part of you that knows before the world presents real life, real events, real communications, opportunities. The part of you that knows that everything will be alright. The part of you that knows that there is a person, at least one, and possibly more, who will love you in the best way that they can. 3. As we get to 3, imagine yourself slipping away. Floating, relaxing. 2. Nearly there, doing very well. As you allow yourself to just drop away into a space of magic, into a space of energy, into a space of energetic awareness, where the body forms, the practical, the mundane, simply don't matter and don't serve to bring experiences into your present that are placed in your future. Number 1. Give yourself the opportunity to drop down into the deepest, deepest state of relaxation. Take a nice deep sigh, and on the out-breath, allow yourself to just drop away. I want you to imagine that you're in a very special place of nature. A beautiful space and place with trees, grass. You can see a river flowing in front of you. You can see the sky and the sun above you. This is a place like no other. I want you to imagine that the grass is red. Brilliant, brilliant red. I want you to imagine that as you look at the river, that you can see the river is pink, like a strawberry milkshake, pink and flowing. You can see stairs leading down into the river. And as you look further down, you can see stairs leading out from the river. As you look at the trees on the other side, you can see the trunks of the trees are blue. The foliage, brilliant yellows and oranges. wonderful, wonderful landscape, magical. Nothing quite what it would seem. As you look into the sky, you notice that it is more purple than blue, and the more you look, the more purple it becomes. You can see the sun, golden rather than yellow, like a liquid gold, beautiful, melting, dripping its golden rays all over the earth in beautiful, beautiful patterns. You can see the sun's rays flying out from the sun. In fact, if you reach your hand out, a droplet of gold may find its way into your palm, enriching your life, nourishing your skin, bringing you youth, vigor, warmth, and happiness. As you look around your special place, you become aware that everything has a purple tinge. And the more you look, the more you realize that you are seeing the air itself. You are seeing the very tiniest particles of purple. And as you breathe, you're aware of that purple flowing in through your nose and out through your mouth. You're aware of breathing in the air that is purple, breathing it into your body, nourishing your organs, replenishing the oxygen within your blood, attaching nutrients to flow to your cells. Every part of your being, every part of your body is involved in the act of living. Every part of your thought, your mind, your emotional processes are a part of this living organism. And like the rabbit and the deer, you have senses well beyond what you are aware of. We all have a sense of timing and reaching out, being a part of our environment, not just what we see, but what we believe, how it feels. All of these senses come into play when you meet somebody special, when you feel special enough to meet somebody else that will also be special enough. You take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to look around, and as you do, looking over the red grass, you can see in the distance an escalator. You can see the handrails of the escalator, and as you see the handrails, you allow yourself to be drawn towards the escalator, and as you're drawn closer and closer, you can see that it's quite large. You find yourself standing at the top. All of the colours, the brilliant purple that you're breathing, the wonderful sky, the liquid gold droplets, the red grass, the blue and yellow trees, the pink river, all of the bright colours surrounding you. And as you look down the escalator, you become aware that it gets darker and darker the deeper it goes, the colours and the lights getting softer and softer. Stepping onto the escalator, you feel yourself drawn down, down, down. The colours and the stars and the lights whirling around you, the beautiful golden sun becoming dimmer and dimmer. You find yourself going deeper, deeper, deeper into a beautiful velvety blackness. As you look down far below you, there is a sense of timelessness, a sense of losing awareness of what matters in day-to-day life, a sense of time disappearing. Everything becomes more like space, more airy, more vast. You realize that while you're going down, 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 you feel lighter. You feel freer. Nothing else matters right now but the experience in the moment, the freeing of your inner self, your heart energy. You can feel yourself floating, floating, floating. Inky black velvetiness of the space is not just around you as you float. You can feel it flowing through you. You can feel yourself flowing through it. Almost as if you are gently, ever so gently, becoming looser in the body and the form. Freer. Lighter, part of all that is. Just to sit as part of all that you are. Almost as if you are in a waiting zone, a timeless zone, a space where nothing else matters. A space where everything matters. A space where you have room to move, to directionalize and to create. For everything that we create from a void, bringing into it intention, desire, design, belief, goals. Allowing yourself to relax, to be calm. You can feel your being spreading, filling the space. Bring your attention to a throbbing that you may feel within yourself. A throbbing of desire, of interest. With all of your focus on the present moment, with all of your focus right in this time, in this space, allow yourself to draw your heart energy forward, building it and building it until you're completely filled with your own heart energy, that it becomes amplified and directionalized in this wonderful space where we allow our creations to build within our mindscape, within our heartscape, allowing it to spread, allowing it to grow until it finds the direction will be dictated by imagine energy. And at this time, allow yourself to put out into this energy pure feeling, pure love. Allow divinity to reach into that love, to reach into what it is you would like within your life. Put in what it is you would like to get out. Put in what it is you would like to receive. Express what it is you would like to hear. Put all of this into a heart package, into a heart energy. Remember to only ask for that which you're prepared to offer. As you allow yourself to grow, you become aware of a dim light far in the distance. If you can't immediately see it, allow yourself to turn in a full circle until you can see it. It will be there, no matter how faint. Once you see the light, allow yourself to be drawn towards it. As you get closer and you see this light large and bright, you can see the shadow of another person within the light shining behind them, casting a shadow, their shadow falling in front of them, stretching out far, until you realize that the shadow they cast has fallen upon you, connecting you to them, as surely as your heart energy, the light, your desires, and theirs. The shadow becoming a part of you, drawing you in closer, in closer. You can see their heart energy flowing out before them in your direction, for they too yearn for a soulmate love, for a special someone. They want that from inside themselves. It will make it easier when you meet them, for you both to have already made a connection as you feel yourself drawn closer and closer. The heart connection drawing you in, refining you. Once you get up very close, reach your hands out. Hold both their hands. Allow the energy from you to flow into them, from your heart, from your desire. And allow the energy from your own self to be drawn back into yourself through them, so you can feel their heart, their desire. Allow their offering of energy, of heart, of love, to flow into your body, so you have an exchange of energy that is pure, without agenda. Enjoy this energy for a moment. Allow yourself to simply receive, to simply feel it, to bask in it. Now allow through your energy for you to offer. Tell them now what it is you wish to offer into a relationship, what it is you wish to offer them. Allow yourself to speak from the heart. Speak from love. Speak from desire. Allow that energy to flow into their hands, into their heart. Now allow yourself to receive the information, energetically or in words or in pictures, of what it is they have to offer you, what it is they wish to share with you, what love offering they are sending to you. Allow yourself to be filled with these offerings. Allow yourself to feel love on the inside, within yourself, with a surety, with a knowing that leaves no room for insecurity. Ensure that what you offer them is the same. As you allow your hands to be drawn together, the very center between the two of you, allow them to open up so that you have four hands open to receive, open to give. And place the words of commitment into those hands. Words of commitment can be willingness. Words of commitment can be teamwork. Words of commitment, togetherness. Words of commitment, primary relationship. Words of commitment, communication. Words of commitment, longevity, health, well-being. Taking care of yourself is an offering to another person as much as it is an offering to yourself. Developing, being flexible, all assist the road of the relationship, the path of love. As you allow yourselves be part of this cementing of energy. Allow it to be soon. Allow it to be as soon as you can. Both be ready, primed, and eager. Eagerness and enthusiasm. The outset of a relationship. You can see the light fading. The portal closing. You allow yourself to drift back into your space. Allow yourself to float free. Hug the wonderful feelings to yourself. Hold them close to your heart, to your mind, and to your body. Knowing that this person received your message in real time, just as you received theirs. The soonest possible moment, opportunity will come for you to meet, to align, or to have a sign that's irrefutable that this is on its way, that this is the person, that this will be the love that you seek. Allow yourself to drift. And feel yourself floating free, a wonderful feeling, feeling full of vigour, love, generosity. You can feel your own attractiveness, you can feel your own joy, those feelings that are in abundance when a girl or a boy is in love. Allowing yourself to float, you find your feet back on the escalator. You find yourself stabilized as you float up, 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 feeling light and feeling free as the escalator carries you back up, up, up out of the inky blackness, the velvety darkness, that wonderful place and space within yourself, within your heart, within your mind, where everything is created. As you're drawn up, 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 you see the light above you, the brilliant colours pouring down into the space. The escalator draws you up and up and up and into the space that is that special place of nature. You find yourself looking at the river, the red grass, the trees with the blue trunks and the yellow. The sky that is purple, the air as you breathe, the wonderful golden sun dropping, golden droplets of transformation, beauty, and change. You feel yourself in this wonderful place, totally calm within yourself, within your life, knowing that love is on its way, that you have something to offer, that you are willing to share, and you already have something you know you are keen to receive. We're going to count from 1 to 5. With each number, I'm going to give you a little task. Complete each task before we move on to the next number. We're going to count on one. And on one, I want you to feel the energy, the wonderful energy of yourself, of the earth, of the cosmos, flowing in through your feet, moving up through your feet and into your shins, into your knees, invigorating, enlivening. So it moves up your thighs, into your hips, a wonderful energy flowing into your body, into your chest, your shoulders, your neck, releasing, relaxing, and enlivening into your head and out the crown. We may think at times that we need tension to be alert but in fact tension prevents us from using oxygen wisely. Very often in tension we don't breathe correctly. So we relax to recover, to recuperate. So we allow ourselves to relax into problem solving. Relax into your life. Relax into love. On two, I want you to become aware of your fingers and your toes. And I want you to move your toes, wiggle them around as you've been staying still for quite some time, and wiggle your fingers, allowing your fingers to get and encourage blood flow to your extremities. On three, I want you to shift your body, wiggling your shoulders, your neck, allowing your body to move a little bit, moving your knees, giving yourself a little stretch to allow blood to flow through your body. On four, once you become aware once again of the sounds in your environment, the day-to-day sounds that are normal, that show that all is right in your world, become aware of the air that you're breathing, your own body comforts and discomforts, and on one, open your eyes and just take a few minutes to allow yourself to integrate back into your environment. Take a few minutes to allow yourself to become a complete part of where you are at. If it is night time and it is time for you to go to sleep, allow yourself to simply turn off this recording and you will instantly find yourself relaxed enough to go back to sleep. And if you wish to do that, if you wish to go to sleep, do so now. Just turn the recording off. If you wish to continue your day, allow yourself to become fully alert. Just give yourself a few minutes to bring all of that energy back into your body. Allow yourself, if you wish, to remember a few moments of your experience. Remember what it is that you wish to do today, what it is that you have to do next, and feel the energy flowing through your body. It's going to be a wonderful day.